There it is. Busted Pencils fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, me, Dr. Tim Slecker. And oh yeah, it is that day. Jacob, chairman of the board. It is, you know, it's Jacob's show on Fridays, especially if you're downloading this podcast on a Friday. Those of you who have subscribed already, you already know because it automatically popped up on your phone and you're probably already listening. Thank you. We appreciate it. Everybody else, if you, you know, downloaded it later, awesome. But it is Friday. And yeah, on Friday, it is Jacob, chairman of the board's choice. Jacob, what you got for us today, buddy?
Guys, I was thinking maybe I'd do something a little unconventional. I don't know. Do you guys mind if I do something a little unconventional?
Let it rip. Let it go.
Okay, so at the end of every show, you guys do a moment of zen, and I thought this time we could have some symmetry, and I'd do a quote right now to start the show.
Oh.
So here it comes.
I'm ready.
I came to coach basketball players, and you became students. I came to teach boys, and you became men. Do you guys know who that quote is from?
Whoa. I was going to say, that's not any Howard Zinn I've ever read.
Correct, Tim. That was not Howard Zinn. That was Samuel L. Jackson in the movie.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Absolutely. Classic Coach Carter.
And the reason is because this is a very special edition of the Producer's Choice Show. Live from beautiful Hollywood, California,
Racine, Wisconsin.
It's the first ever Busted Pencils Go to Hollywood, featuring MTV's Best Kiss Award winner, Dr. Tim Slecker, three-time Best Supporting Teacher nominee, Johnny Lupinacci. And now, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for your host, Producer Jacob. Man, guys, please, that's enough applause. No, okay, let's turn it back up. No, but seriously, that's enough applause. Guys, thank you for being here. Today, we're doing a special Hollywood edition of the Producer's Choice Show here on Busted Pencils. I'm going to talk to you guys about something near and dear to all of our hearts, I think, and that is movies and TV shows about education.
Hey-o, I love it.
Who among us doesn't have a favorite? Now, many, many films have been made about school and education, but which of these came closest to getting it right? Cliques, teachers, jocks, professors, today we're going to evaluate them all. I'll start with you, Tim. What is your favorite film about education, and what do you think it gets right about portraying the school environment?
Man, okay. I know it's like, okay, he's going to go this. My favorite, man, Nick Nolte, Teachers, coming out there, 38 special, bringing the rock and roll, Southern rock and roll. What did it get right? I mean, the context was so perfect. But I got to tell you, one of my favorite things was, I can't remember the actor's name, but Bert from Soap came in. He had walked out of a nursing facility, found himself in the high school, and assumed the substitute role of the history teacher and ended up being the best teacher those kids had that year by coming in and teaching history, by wearing lots of costumes, dressing as George Washington, kind of showing the kind of, for me, it was a critique of, you know, wow, if this person actually knows how to teach history, we got a real problem with that. And then the other part of that, though, if you remember that movie, the reality of being a high school teacher in an urban setting and the kind of sadness that went through in the humanity of what happens there. lots of great ones, but to me, that's just the one that sticks out the most. I really appreciated that. And there was always something about the way Nick Nolte portrayed that kind of God, frustrated teacher, angry, but yet at the same time, awesome and totally gets it. So that's mine.
Good answer, Tim. Johnny, same question to you. What's your favorite school movie and what do you think it gets right about education?
Well, you know, as I became a teacher, there were a lot of things I learned that got wrong. But in general, there were two movies that were a close tie in terms of my tops. The first is Stand and Deliver, 1988. Just, I mean, you know, I became a math teacher. I'd like to say that the whole Escalante story was primary, like, inspiration to becoming a math teacher. And what it got right was the idea that anybody can be great at math, right? Is that like you could be a kid experiencing poverty, you could be, you know, kids in less in disadvantaged schools, and you're still smart. And the way that Escalante taught and, you know, and approached teaching math, you know, was a major inspiration to me. It guided me through becoming a teacher. And very quickly I learned and was later, you know, a little bit heartbroken to learn that like the teaching that way is nearly impossible, maybe impossible to sustain, as Escalante himself even explained later, the real teacher that the movie was based on. But that was one. The other one was Dead Poets Society. Both films that, you know, I saw as a young person and I thought, wow, when it was time to sort of find my pathway and I landed in teaching, my memories of what that film, the essence of that film, you know, those two films really guided me. And what I think Dead Poets Society also got was just a passion for that time together, that learning. I mean, it's a little nostalgic. I also went to an all boys prep academy, like school setting. So it was, you know, akin to my experience, but I think that those are important formative years of friendships, of growth. Jacob, you know, we talked about the show coming out next week. We talked about young people and sort of their rites of passage and growth that go beyond the academic realm. And I thought that that film got that right for a particular group of kinds of students. Certainly doesn't hit on everyone's experience and it's outdated, but you know, those were two banger films from the late 80s that I think, you know, got it in general right, at least in a way that inspired this guy to become a math teacher.
Johnny, I find that interesting, and I like what you're saying there about how Dead Poets Society shows that sort of, that really tight-knit boys' school community and the positives of that. How do you think that we could translate some of those qualities into something that's more inclusive or that everybody can try to get in on? I mean, how do you get that camaraderie in just any school?
Well, right off the bat, and you led us off with a great one, too, that, you know, is right up there for me is Coach Carter. I actually had a Coach Carter who was a similar kind of guy as, you know, Samuel Jackson plays. But the idea is, you know, I think it's through what we've talked about in the past on Busted Pencils is essential curriculars. You know, a school experience, especially at high school, which almost all these films we're talking about are situated in. But the high school experience is more than just, you know, taking tests and learning in classrooms. That's part of the experience, but it's the larger social interaction that folks are having. So the more our schools are, you know, hubs of community interaction, especially opportunities for young people to find pathways, to connect in groups, you know, to have those, what we call here on Busted Pencils, essential curriculars, whether it's, you know, video game club, e-sports, whether it's athletics, whether it's newspaper, whether it's yearbook, whether it's choir, you know, all the things, forensics teams, all kinds of cool stuff that connects you to like-minded folks and allows for you to bond and grow. And I think the message being, you know, that there's something special about being young that has been, I feel like, criminalized and taken away from young people in a lot of contexts. Like schools have become more about like the rules and following them and less about some of the things that kids do, right? And so we talked about, Jacob, it's a little sneak preview of our Monday show, but we had talked about that it's not uncommon these days for kids to not have had a job, to not have driven a car, you know, to not have had a romantic relationship. It's just a little bit of a different world out there. Some of that's COVID related and coming out of that, But the anxious generation hasn't experienced that level of community and sort of coming of age that we've known. And I don't want to romanticize it because it can also be, you know, dangerous and problematic. But I think the overreaction to those dangers, right? The helicoptering all the way into adulthood. So I think the short version is, you know, have more fun, right? Have more opportunity to connect and be living, right? Seize the day, the carpe diem. Like, get passionate about stuff, whether it's poetry, whether it's, you know, creative writing, you know, whether it's sports, whether it's your athletics. But those are bonds you're making that your teachers are helping to mentor you and your coaches are helping to be part of that process. Your families get to participate in as observing and supporters. But this is about you and your peoples, like your friend group and you and making those connections and growing. And less about those test scores and credits. Those are important, but when they take over everything, you know, we don't get to just be, and we don't have those life skill moments that like Coach Carter instilled in all of us when we watched that movie.
Tim, Johnny, I'm new on this show still, so I haven't had a chance to really get to know you guys, but would you consider yourselves to be creative people?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you, and you, Johnny, are you creative?
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna
to create havoc.
I'm gonna ask you guys to try to really expand your imaginations here for a second, because this is the Hollywood show. You know, we're in the land of make believe. Tim, I want you to imagine, if you can, that I am much younger than you, and then imagine that I'm thinking about becoming a teacher.
Oh,
what movie or TV show would you say, before you do that, watch this, whether for good or as a warning?
Wow, man. Okay. Inspired. Would I want you to be inspired, or would I want you to go? You need to think closely about that decision, Jacob. This might sound like a, but I really like the current television show out right, you know, now.
I was gonna say the same one, Tim. I think we're queued up. Abbott Elementary.
Abbott Elementary, and then that one, and I gotta throw one out there that was didn't make it, but it was called Boston Public.
My God. You loved that one, huh?
Yeah. And
that's a throwback to like 1999.
That was like 2000s. Yeah. You know what it was? Because both of those shows, and you say Abbott Elementary right now, they're real. And I just like that presentation of going like, this is what you're going to get into. Again, there are great days. There are moments that are like, oh my goodness. But the other part is that what I like is that, you know, there's a humanity that is always underlying what it is that those teachers are doing in those situations. And what you really feel coming across is that while teaching is an isolated act sometimes in a classroom, you are part of a community. And all of those people in that, so in Abbott Elementary, all of them kind of come together to create a really beautiful song. So there.
I got a couple for you, Jacob. We already said Abbott Elementary. I think it's a great show. It utilizes humor. It's sort of filmed for a listener out there who might not have seen it or might want to check it out. It's out right now. It's a current show, and it kind of follows a format like The Office did, but it's set in an elementary school in urban Philadelphia. And it covers both the fun, the funny, the real, the hardships of school, and it touches on school politics, which I think is really important for anyone going into teaching. And it has new teachers and veteran teachers. Great show. I use it in class with new teachers, and I would assign it. The other one, Jacob, if you're like, I would recommend highly, and I've had whole courses on this, but I think it gets into the more serious end. But I'm also biased because I'm a huge fan of this show, period. I think it's maybe, if not the greatest, but one of the greatest shows ever done, The Wire. Now, The Wire season 4 follows Baltimore public schools closely. And if you know The Wire, like each season kind of focus on a particular aspect of Baltimore. And and is just unbelievable television. But that season four of The Wire, it gets into the depths of kind of how public school urban systems work and the policies and the day-to-days in and outs. I think that's a big eye opener. And those are kind of some of my two go-tos.
You know, sure. What? I wanted to add one that I forgot though. Welcome back, Kata.
Man, Tim. When I was becoming a teacher, my teachers teaching me referenced it. They said, or my old teachers used to be, okay, Horshack. Okay,
Horshack.
And I had no idea who Horshack was. And I went home from school one day and said, man, my teacher thinks my name is Horshack. And my dad grounded me. And he was like, that's not a compliment. And he knew the reference. I didn't.
You thought he was just calling you a Shack of ill repute.
Yeah, a couple other fun ones though, Jacob. I think it's like, just to be silly and fun, like just understanding youth cultures and understanding children is a really important one. South Park, let's have some fun. You're going to be around young people. There's not a better thing than to soften yourself with, you know, their kind of humor. Lots of little examples of things to watch.
I think those were all great examples of school shows and movies for young educators to watch. Give
Ferris
them a taste.
Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly. Like, Johnny, you said The Wire. And
Madison.
I was thinking Saved by the Bell, and you went with The Wire, which are slightly different.
I went heavy on it. But you said to learn from, and so I gave you one that I think is light and fun, Abbott Elementary, that also has learning capacity, and then The Wire. Because also I'll say what things like Saved by the Bell did. I mean, I watched Saved by the Bell. It's like we grew up with these shows, even 90210 and these kinds of teen culture things. They impacted youth cultures, but they weren't realistic to what was going on in schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they portrayed, I think, a really important side of like adolescent development. Another one, My So-Called Life, for Gen Xers out there, like big aspects where school was kind of part of their lives, but it wasn't really like you might not learn much about how schools work or what it's like to be a teacher, unless you're getting in. So, and I went heavy with The Wire. Sorry. I told you, I gave a warning, like a bias that I think that's one of the greatest shows ever made.
I said, you should give your recommendations, not just for, you know, good examples, but for warnings and a realistic look. So I think you guys covered a great spectrum of education, movies, and TV shows. Really appreciate you guys joining me today.
Wow.
Hey, it's nothing better than being a guest on your own show.
I agree. I love the trip to Hollywood this time, Jacob, too.
It's been a lot of fun. Now, for people who are watching the video, and you guys can see this, I'm in a little box in the corner because I'm your producer. Now, my producer is so small, you can't see him, but he's letting me know that I forgot to introduce you guys at the beginning of the show. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Dr. Tim Slecker, great guests. I mean, again, no better guests on their own show than you two guys. Really appreciate you being here. We're coming to the end of the program, which means that there's only one last part that I do here, which is one of my favorite segments in all of radio. Let's go! I'm going to ask you guys a 60-second question. We're going to start with Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Johnny, give me your pitch for a movie you'd like to see made about education.
Oh, man. I would like to see a movie made about education that follows hockey players. No, that's actually like right off the cuff. But I would like to see a movie made about, a school that, is filled with woke teachers and, I just think anything that portrays what's happening in schools right now with that young people are actually like learning from this moment we're in. So one, I would love to see a movie made where it's not about the learning loss, but it's about the learning gained of this great generation that's coming up, what they learned through COVID. I can imagine like a really exciting high school film, where these wise young people who experienced COVID at a formidable time of their upcoming, and the shift in politics, the largest social uprising of all of our lifetimes, like them discussing it and having it part of their lives in school. that wasn't about learning loss. It wasn't about them as like future criminals in our society. It was like really lifting up young folks and giving more context and uniqueness to this anxious generation, because I think they're going to do exciting things for this world, amazing things for this country. And I would love to see them more represented. We're still like in this throwback to the 90s. Like I watch shows and like kids are like into the stuff I was into in high school. And I'm like, that's not actually true. It's just the people my age are making movies. Mm. So let's get in touch with like a young director, a young cast, a young screenwriter, and let's get them representing their generation, because them youths are the future. Mm. And we got to start learning the exciting things that they're going to bring to our creative worlds.
You know, you said it as a joke, Johnny, but I think it would actually be great, because we've lost this genre of making movies that teach us about each other and people we don't know. It would be great to have a movie that starts off with the most over-the-top woke teacher you've ever seen in your life, and then you actually get to know them and you get to actually understand them more. We need more movies like that, where people can actually see into the lives of people that they might demonize or might just not understand. I'd love to see a movie like that. Same question for you, Dr. Tim, if I may call you Dr. Tim.
Yes, you can. I'm going to go kind of right off of that and stay with that, because, you know, creativity, sometimes you hear something, you're like, okay, let me go more with that. Let me present then to the potential of taking an anti-woke teacher and the travel then along the pathway of then being exposed to diversity, inclusion, all of those things that could potentially throughout the movie, the arc of the movie, you get to see how the realities of what it really means to value diversity, to understand what it means to be an inclusive educator, to understand the realities, to see that transformation happen in a way that, you know, doesn't then, quote, turn them into woke ideology, but this kind of sense of going like, man, I was really misguided. And this isn't about woke indoctrination. This is about valuing truly the diversity of the human experience. And man, as a teacher, wow, what an eye-opening experience it was for me to go from anti-woke to, oh my God, I'm a teacher with the responsibility in the future in my hands, and wow, I can do some amazing things. There you go.
Like American History X.
I was resisting going there, because I know people, that's a rough one, man. That's a
rough one to watch.
But yeah, the arc that Edward Norton takes in that movie, again, and another one, was it called Skin, which is, you know, again, somebody who makes that transition and then takes that, you know, that kind of like, yeah, that hardcore kind of racist, but then the experience of their life that transitions them. Let's cast that as an educator kind of coming with this, I'm going to bust through and I'm going to be anti-woke and I'm going to make my place, and then realizing through the time spent there how misguided that was, and potentially seeing that this whole anti-woke thing really, it took me up in a moment and really distorted my view of reality. And now that I'm here as an educator, man, I got a lot to learn if I'm going to be a teacher working with the future of, you know, our country, our world. There you go.
I think we can combine these movies and have a movie where there's this young they-them teacher who's woke, got out of Johnny Lupinacci's indoctrination chamber, and then this old Trump-supporting old-school teacher, maybe Peter Falk, Columbo can play him. We'll see if he's available. Not exactly sure. Haven't seen him in a while. But maybe make that movie, and then we'll have three movies. People can decide which one that they like most. They'll tell us later.
Show of hands, now!
But in the meantime... Remember that thing we started the show with? A quote, yes. Tim? Maybe?
And now it's time for your moment of zen. If those in charge of our society politicians, corporate executives, and owners of press and television can dominate our ideas, they will be secure in their power. They will not need soldiers patrolling the streets. We will control ourselves.
Thanks for listening to today's Jacob's Producer's Choice Hollywood Edition. If you want to grab more Busted Pencils podcasts, well, just go on over to Apple, Spotify. You can always get at us at civicmedia.com, or you can find us at our website, bustedpencils.com. You can always find great Busted Pencils content like today's show on every Monday for a homeroom, Wednesdays for class and session, and the end of week right with Friday's Producer's Jacob Choice. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can always tune in and listen to the Busted Pencils weekend broadcasts on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media networks for 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.